Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Data Agenda podcast. Today's topic, AI voice law, what can be done with digital voices. Today's podcast is special, first of all, because I am sitting in a professional recording studio with my guest, and we will talk about a business model using artificial intelligence. My guest and colleague from the TH Cologne will explain it to us, Professor Stefan Sporn.
Good day, dear Rolf. Thank you for inviting me to this podcast. We have been colleagues at TH Cologne for many years, mainly teaching copyright and media law. In your case, you also focus on data protection law. My entire professional life, I have mostly worked as a manager in the media industry, and I teach more out of passion and conviction. That is also why we are sitting in this studio today and why I have a special connection to it. Some months ago, I decided to start my own company with partners, focusing exclusively on AI audio. We handle dubbing, voiceovers, and any other audio applications that are required, largely based on AI processes. The company is called Audio Innovation Lab and is based in Cologne.
Okay, that means we are talking today about a business model using artificial intelligence, focused on an exciting segment, dubbing with synthetic voices. Maybe you can explain what kind of business model this is and what your application areas are.
I think the easiest way to understand it is by talking about a traditional dubbing studio. What does a dubbing studio do? It translates films that are not in German into German, to put it simply. That means a film, an animation series, a show, or a documentary gets a German language version. For 70 years, this has traditionally been done with voice actors, complex recordings, translations, etc. We build on that and say, for a large part of these processes, we now use a different technology that allows us to work with not just synthetic, but also synthesized voices. That's where the excitement lies, changing the processes, and by doing so, the business model. Well, changing may be too strong a word, but at least altering the workflows and thus approaching the market commercially in a different way.
What is the difference between synthetic and synthesized voices?
Let's start with synthetic voices. These are voices created from a multitude of human voices to form a kind of new, synthetic voice. This voice does not directly refer back to any one person, but is a blend of many people. This is what the system providers who enable AI audio have available on the shelf, so to speak, which can be used for a corresponding fee.
So it is a voice that is synthetically created, a voice composed of many voices that then forms a new, independent, synthetic, synthesized voice.
Yes. And in contrast to what we do with a synthesized voice, this is what we are also doing with this podcast, where we take your voice, record it, and then synthesize it. Your voice remains your voice. We don't change it. We only have it say what we want it to say, based on what we input into the computer. Thus, it can be directly traced back to you. It's your voice. That's the difference between synthetic, many voices forming a new voice, and synthesized, where it is still your own voice.
Let us talk about some legal aspects. In addition to AI law, there are, of course, other legal regulations. Just because the AI regulation applies doesn't mean all other laws disappear. We still have traffic regulations, aviation law, copyright law, and many other areas of law, including data protection law. And when we talk about a voice used from someone, we are dealing with personality rights.
Legally speaking, I can clearly state we make every effort, and I am confident that we succeed in being fully compliant with the law. Anything else would be foolish, as it would immediately harm our business, especially since everything in this context is highly sensitive. What does that mean in concrete terms? No use of voices without explicit consent. Legally, this is prescribed, as we both know, and from an ethical standpoint, it's also a basic common courtesy in human interactions.
The AI regulation states that if we are dealing with deep fakes, which are manipulations set in a different context than expected, artistic considerations play an important role. You don't always need a prominent disclaimer saying, "I am a synthetic voice." In my opinion, a simple note would suffice at the end. It could be different for advertising, where short spots need to include a disclaimer, much like in pharmacy ads stating, "This was created by AI." We'll have to see how this will be handled legally.
To be honest, I don't see why we shouldn't be able to use AI voices in advertising without restrictions. It's product advertising. Let me take it a step further, and I think this will make it clearer. If we are talking about something related to the individual or public opinion formation, I would see it differently. For instance, if we translate a speech by Olaf Scholz into another language using his original voice, I believe it is important to clarify that he did not say those words in the original. We know, and we know this because we do it, that it's possible to make such translations almost lip-sync, and for an untrained viewer, it can look so authentic that they don't immediately realize it's not the original. That's what we should be discussing. Whether an advertising voice says you should drink this or that drink, honestly, I don't see why it matters whether we disclose that it was created by AI.
I can only say that the opposite scenario is addressed by the AI regulation. As soon as artistic or editorial manipulation is involved, it's important to ensure that the artistic integrity is not compromised. In the case of advertising, we are dealing with a normal deepfake, an image, a sound, or a video artificially created or manipulated, and operators using such systems will eventually be required to disclose and label them.
But that presumes it is a deepfake.
Exactly. Thank you very much. This has been an interesting and acoustically high-quality experience. Now it's up to our listeners to decide the rest.